Hello and welcome to lesson number 7 about the movie The Irony of Fate or Enjoy Your Bath. This is the most popular Soviet movie. And what's more important, it remains highly popular even in modern Russia. It's on TV every year on December 31st. Every single year. And this movie makes fun of the Soviet typical public architecture. You know that in Soviet Russia, the houses and the flats and even the furniture, everything was the same. So the plot is pretty simple. On New Year's Eve, Zhenya, who is a doctor from Moscow, gets completely drunk and accidentally comes to Leningrad. Today it's St. Petersburg. And there, not only will he discover that in this city exists the same address and the same house and the same apartment, but also that the love of his life lives right there in that apartment. Now let's go to the dialogue. And actually, it's a monologue here, so there is one person speaking. This is Ippolit. It's her ex-boyfriend, ex-fiancé, if I can call him that way. So he's drunk, it's a new year, and he's speaking some philosophical stuff. Listen to the monologue.
Все-таки жизнь – удивительная штука, полна неожиданностей. Извините. И это, между прочим, прекрасно. Прекрасно. Разве может быть запрограммированное, ожидаемое, запланированное счастье? Ой, Господи, как скучно мы живем. У нас пропал дух авантюризма. Мы перестали лазить в окна к любимым женщинам. Мы перестали делать большие хорошие глупости. Какая гадость, это ваша заливная рыба.
That was it, now let's translate it. So the first sentence he said, «Все-таки жизнь – удивительная штука». Life is an amazing thing, isn't it? This ending, isn't it? In Russian, you see, «Все-таки». «Все-таки жизнь – удивительная штука». The word «штука» is very interesting. It can mean «thing», and it can mean some unit, some piece of something. Actually, with the word «штука», you can call anything around you. For example, I tried her pie, it is very tasty. Я пробовал пирог. Замечательная штука. Or maybe your computer. Мой компьютер – замечательная штука. So my computer is a great thing. Or I've read this book, it's a great one. Я прочитал книгу – отличная штука. So when you don't want to repeat the noun twice, the book, книга – книга, you can say штука. Жизнь – замечательная штука. Life is a great thing. And the next sentence, very short one. Полна неожиданностей. So full of surprises. The word неожиданность comes from the verb не ожидать, not to expect. So it's something that you don't expect. Some surprise. Неожиданность. So life is full of surprises. Жизнь полна неожиданностей, сюрпризов. And then he says, извините, excuse me, because he starts eating. You know, drunk people are always hungry. So it's kind of good manners to say excuse me when you eat in the middle of your monologue. Listen to this part one more time.
Все-таки жизнь – удивительная штука, полна неожиданностей. Извините.
Then he says, и это, между прочим, прекрасно. And that is absolutely wonderful. This phrase, между прочим, can be translated as among other things, by the way, and sometimes it means also, or just mentioning something during the conversation. So, by the way, for example, by the way, I'm also a good runner. Между прочим, я еще и бегаю хорошо. He's great at work, smart, handsome, and by the way, he also can run. Между прочим. Or maybe I didn't even have breakfast. Я, между прочим, даже не завтракал. So when you want to hint to someone that it's time to have some lunch. Между прочим, я не завтракал. So usually it means by the way. Then he says, разве может быть запрограммированное, ожидаемое, запланированное счастье? Ooh, such a long word. So he said, can there be a programmed, projected, and planned happiness? Most of the words here are foreign, like запрограммированное. It means based on some program. Программа, программировать, запрограммированное счастье. Very difficult word. Then you see again, ожидаемое. We just had the word неожиданность as a surprise, something unexpected. And ожидаемое means something that you expect. So maybe you know for sure that tomorrow, 5 o'clock, I'll be happy. Ожидаемое счастье. And the word запланированное, based on some plan. Запланированное счастье. So he's asking this question, and then he answers. Using just the intonation, without any words. Try this, it's pretty funny. So listen to this part one more time.
Это, между прочим, прекрасно. Прекрасно. Разве может быть запрограммированное, ожидаемое, запланированное счастье?
And then he exclaims, ой, господи, как скучно мы живем. My God, we live such boring lives. We already talked about this word, господи. It means God. And it's just, oh my God, just to emphasize your emotions. Как скучно мы живем. Means so boring, the way we live. It's so boring. Our lives are so boring. В нас пропал дух авантюризма. We lost the spirit of adventurism. Very beautiful phrase. So the spirit of adventurism. Дух авантюризма. And then he explains. Мы перестали лазить в окна к любимым женщинам. We no longer climb through windows to see the women we love. Мы перестали делать большие хорошие глупости. Usually the word глупость means stupidity or something foolish. And here, большие хорошие глупости, he means those silly actions, silly but romantic, like, as he mentioned, climbing through the window to the woman you love with flowers and some chocolate. It's pretty romantic, but of course it's silly today. Remember the final scene in the Pretty Woman movie when Richard Gere climbs the stairs? Of course he could just knock on the door and come in, but this action is very romantic. So that's what we call it. Большая, хорошая глупость. And then comes the most popular joke from this movie. Какая гадость! Какая гадость! Это ваша заливная рыба. How disgusting! How disgusting is this fish in aspic you've made? So the word гадость means something terrible, something disgusting, something when you try it, it's just ugh, yuck. Гадость. Or it can be something bad, something unpleasant in general. We already had this word in the mini story with Brad Pitt when he was afraid that someone told something bad about him. Наговорили гадостей. So here, after this monologue, we think that he uses this word, какая гадость, speaking about how boring their life is. But it turns out to be just about that fish. Какая гадость, это ваша заливная рыба. And заливная рыба is fish in aspic. It's a very common dish from the Russian cuisine. And that's it for the monologue. Listen to this one more time.
Все-таки жизнь удивительная штука, полна неожиданностей. Извините. И это, между прочим, прекрасно. Прекрасно. Разве может быть запрограммированное, ожидаемое, запланированное счастье? Ой, Господи, как скучно мы живем. В нас пропал дух авантюризма. Мы перестали лазить в окна к любимым женщинам. Мы перестали делать большие хорошие глупости. Какая гадость, какая гадость. Это ваша заливная рыба.
That's it. Now you can listen to the Russian explanation and go to the mini story to practice the new vocabulary. Штука, между прочим, and гадость. So I see you there.
Я спросил у ясеня, где моя любимая. Ясень не ответил мне, качая головой. Я спросил у тополя, где моя любимая. Тополь забросал меня осеннею листвой. Я спросил у осени, где моя любимая. Осень мне ответила проливным дождем. У дождя я спрашивал, где моя любимая? Долго дождик слезы лил за моим окном. Я спросил у месяца, где моя любимая? Месяц скрылся в облаке, не ответил мне. Я спросил у облака, где моя любимая. Облако растаяло в небесно-синеве. Друг ты мой единственный, где моя любимая? Ты скажи, где скрылась? Знаешь, где она? Друг ответил преданный, друг ответил искренний, была тебе любимая, была тебе любимая, была тебе любимая, а стала мне жена. Я спросил у ясеня, я спросил у осени, я спросил у тополя.